Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Little ZZ Top bringing us back this from their, one of their ballads, Rough Boy. Not many of those ballads, those guys, but that's one of the good ones. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Paul Casey's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Self-employment is self-employment for you. That's his outstanding book. And the he's got a new one. I think you're going to be updating that one, right, Paul, pretty soon? Got a new one coming out?
Yes, and premise would be after 10 years or so, what's changed,
what's
hasn't.
Changed, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
When you think of 10 years ago, Facebook didn't even exist. So let's start there.
Exactly. So, okay, Paul, now you've got a website where people can go and take, we're talking about entrepreneurship, folks. We're talking about the fundamentals of entrepreneurship, primarily the business plan, which will help you, which the first thing the business plan will do is to help you decide if you even should be in a business, if you should even be a small business owner. But there's another tool that I'm going to tell you about, Paul. You've got an evaluation on your website that people can take, and that will help them first, won't it?
Yes, it's called prospectsforsuccess.com. Prospects, F-O-R, forsuccess.com. Prospectsforsuccess.com. And in that are 20 questions. It takes about 5 minutes. I ask that everybody, first and foremost, be honest with themselves with the questions. And my goal at the conclusion, and I think I've been successful here, is that you'll have a much better idea whether self-employment is for you or maybe areas you need to improve on before you take this step. And they're mainly personality traits. It's like, I think I look at question number two on it, and this is probably the most important question of all. Can you ask yourself, do you exercise good judgment in your life, the choices that you've made? I think if you can say yes to that and rate yourself higher on a scale of 1 to 10, simply your prospects for success will be higher. Do you have a flexible personality? Are you organized? Things like that really, to me, will drive no matter what you undertake. If you have these personality traits and score high, your prospects for success will be higher. And the good news is that there's nothing on this test that you can't improve upon. Like, for example, if you are not organized, you really need to do this because time is money. It's your most precious commodity is time. And if you're organizing, using it properly, it's going to be money in the bank. Mm-hmm. So it's these sorts of things that I think make the
And you can take that test at your website. Tell us again where it is.
Prospectsforsuccess.com.
All right. Is that a free test?
Feedback instantly. It's a free test.
Yeah, there you go. So folks, check it out. And I would recommend you do this first. This is a data point, isn't it? It becomes a data point that you can compare, you can use with all the other things that you look at when you look at the financial ability to fund a business, your product array, your experience, all the different things that you're gonna put into a business plan. This would be a good data point for you, wouldn't it? If nothing else, it will identify, if you're committed to being a business, an entrepreneur, it will identify some of the areas that you need to work on, right?
Well, yeah, Jim, and you said something a few moments ago we were discussing. Excuse me, I had lunch with someone yesterday from India, and he works on websites, and he told me he took this test, and he said, hey, self-employment isn't for me as a result of this. And I said, good, I kind of win both ways. If you decide to go into business and when you take this test and go, wow, I can do this, you score high. Or you actually do the opposite. He said, there's certain things on that test I did well on, but I have to work on certain things. And I said, that's exactly what it's designed to be.
Well, and the other thing that I know you talk about a lot, Paul, is what is your commitment to being an entrepreneur? Why? I know that you ask your people this a lot of times, and I do the same thing. You know, why are you wanting to do this? Are you running away from something? Are you? Do you hate your boss? Do you really love the idea about of having your own business? Which is not to say you know, having your own business doesn't mean you get to be your own boss. That's one of the big myths, isn't it, Paul?
And so, absolutely agree.
How much do you love, how much are you committed to this? Talk to us about that, Paul, because I know that's a big part of what you do.
Well, first of all, I think what gets lost in the shuffle sometimes is what it is to be an entrepreneur. That first and foremost, an entrepreneur is a profession. And you get up in the morning and you kind of build this mindset that I'm not working for someone per se, or I'm not working for a corporation or whatever, a government, whatever it may be. I am an entrepreneur. And what does that mean? Well, what that means is that, Jim, you started out doing something different. As an entrepreneur, you have that mindset you develop, you train. So you look for opportunities, and you look for solid opportunities. If you're experienced, like you've been in the league for 5 or 6, 8 years, you're not a rookie anymore. So you're able to discern and realize the degree of difficulty something will do to get something started. Mm-hmm. So an entrepreneur in and of itself is a profession. So I get up in the morning and you say, well, I wrote a book, and you do, or you host a radio show. But first and foremost, you are an entrepreneur. I would submit that your radio show is vastly different than what you thought it would be when you started it. Mm-hmm. You're flexible. You're moving through different arenas, ups
right.
and downs
different,
with the
different
economy.
Absolutely.
And so you're a professional entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I think that people should think themselves as.
One of the things I've learned about, and I've said this many times before, Paul, one of the things I've learned about being an entrepreneur is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah.
And that's a big lesson I learned. Paul Casey and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.